Go ahead and get started. You have two playground equipments. You have a merry-go-round and a four-seat bucket. For those that do not know, I think everybody possibly know now, I work with Bellevue School for the Communities Grant, and we have three more years, and I was able to ask Missouri Foundation for Health for some money for park equipment. And so I spoke to the new director for the Recreation Center, and he's all on board with the equipment one in the new park, which is French Park and England Park. And they both will have two items, the merry-go-round and the four bucket seesaw. My request from the city is that I'm going to get estimates, and I don't have estimates right now because he's just been approved this morning, so I didn't have any more information to go off of other than this. But it's been approved that I will be able to purchase the items. The question and the request that I have for the city is to help with installation costs and the landscaping costs. And I will be coming back with a beautiful smile and more information, but I did want to present this to the city council now that I know that it's approved, to be able to come back at a later date with installation costs. And Ms. Vicky Pilot, she actually works with Ty and Cooter. The Cooter residents, they were able to, if anybody had been through Cooter or Cooter Park, all the equipment was paid to help the school, help the community and stuff. I'm not sure if you've been there, but there's a big boat that's called Norris Park, I think. The city purchased that. But the city residents came together and they actually installed all of the equipment, so they would not, the city was not out of a cost. And I'm more than willing to put that on the table for the city to see if we can do something like the police chief did with the city cleanup. I'm not sure if we're able to do that or capable to do that, to ask the city residents to come and do this since this is going to be something for their community. But that's also an option that I wouldn't mind going door to door and asking people that I know in the city to help install this as well. So that's another option. But hey, Vicky Pilot, she has someone install, I believe, two swings for the low cost of $500. And the concrete was like $100. So that's an option as well. But I just want to put those two options out there for the city residents to come, or hopefully the installment or the price of installation will be around $500 to $600. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
When can we expect you back?
It depends.
Until she gets an answer.
Good one.
We know how she works.
Yes, I will be back. I plan to come back. I will come back when I get the definite price of installation.
It's
the
per
definite
park. It's per park.
Per park, yes.
Yes.
Or maybe 600, because I know she bought like $100 worth of concrete. And she still has some concrete left over for other projects. So the concrete won't be an option. It'll just be the payment to install. So we're going to keep it low as possible.
Okay.
Any other questions? No? Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I don't really have any other petitions or communication. Unfinished business. Anybody have any unfinished business?
Yeah, the council needs to vote on the
sales tax cap improvement fund. Money's coming out there for $137,200 is the total figure. There are other monies coming out of that fund, but it's directed to different things that the general fund has already taken care of. And that money has to be posted back into the general fund. And then the bulk of it has to go into the fund that the project is coming from.
It's the Marner Loop project. The portion that the city is paying needs to come out of sales tax capital improvement. And to withdraw from that account, we need in the minutes. We have the vote in the minutes. We have in there that we've already approved the money to come out, but we just did not specify that it needs to come out of capital improvement.
Okay. It's in the budget, but it's not in the minutes.
So I make a motion that the city's portion of $1,037.20, I believe.
200.
137,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes, comes out of sales tax capital improvement.
Meredith?
Yes.
Yes. Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Buffington?
Yes.
Partee?
Yes.
Greenberry?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the total of anything else from there?
That should be the
same. That's the minimum now.
As of right now, that's the only portion we have.
It could go up to 140.
We need that. Yeah.
The budget has it for 140.
Yeah.
Any other unfinished business?
And we can make that payment to this person tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Under reports, first thing is the mayor's report. And I talked to Mr. Tim Rosen today. Excuse me, I know I'm out of order, but would you all speak up because there are a lot of us back here. Okay. Thank you. All right, on the mayor's report, Walmart number 156, I spoke to Mr. Tim Rosen of Pace Properties, and he has spoken with the president of Goodwill Income Missouri that they are not interested in relocation here at this time. Relative to our economic team, a grant was approved
by DNR in the amount of $25,000, and there are only 16 awarded in an 8-state area, only one from Missouri,
and the city will be working with the Arts Council via a contract for the use of the building to provide cultural and economic benefits to the public. So I'm calling upon you to assist, and we'll be meeting with the Arts Council soon. Liberty Utilities, the operating supervisor, Jerry Summers, visited here on October 2nd to announce a rate increase of $9.51. By the time you add the taxes and stuff, it's over $10. And he's filed with the Missouri Public Service Commission. And then on September the 29th, there we start hearings. And I will be attending that hearing whenever it is announced to voice my opposition to the rate increase. $10 every single bill, every single month. Brantley Lane, the surveyor has marked the line, lines with flags, and just tell them, we'll say that. The brown fields. Edward Reeves is working on McCoy's with to the state court system. The Carnell property.
It's coming up for hearing. I don't have the exact date, but toward the end of the month.
14th?
It's toward the end of the month.
Toward the end of the month.
I don't have the exact date, but we have a hearing scheduled.
We're moving along on that. The Missouri Department of Economic Development, the Marler project. It's a 10-inch water line. It's a 10-inch diameter water line. It's a mile long, replaces many 4-inch lines. And DNR did not require any water rate increase for that block grant. And unfortunately, on October the 13th, the prevailing wage rates changed,
And so our engineer, John Chittenden, will have to notify the contractors, of which there are 10 that have taken bid packs. And our bid opening is October the 24th at 3 p.m. The streets and alleys, the city is responsible for both streets and alleys, and the street superintendent, Terry Rushing, has said that he would do some of the alleys. Republic Services, the roll-off at the Mains building is continuing to be very successful. And to remind you, the wheels of the totes on the cans need to face towards the house. There's a chance of spilling. The city is saving labor costs with the roll-off, emptied like 3 times a month without charge. Industrial Drive, Aaron will provide a cost to add some lights on Industrial Drive, but I have not gotten a price yet. And I will like to make an appointment of Thomas Guest to be reappointed to the Parks and Recreation Board to fill out his unexpired term. So I need a motion on that.
Motion.
Second.
Rabbit?
No.
Randall?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
No.
Luther?
Yes.
Tarty?
Is he going back? Why are we doing this?
Pardon?
Why are we doing this?
Because he applied for a job.
But did he not resign because he was going to do the baseball? Did he not do that? Is that not why he resigned off of it?
No, because he was applying for the job.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice.
Yes.
Ringberry?
Yes.
Good.
That's saying because I missed the information.
Five yes, two no.
Marler Sidewalks, Missy Dell continues to work on her sidewalk grant. They haven't done the specifications yet. The Rec Center roof, we do have a bid pack, and it was advertised in the newspaper, and I believe the bid opening is either October 30th or October 31st. Do you understand?
No, I didn't look at the exact date. Okay. It's in there.
Okay. Land costs. I've been discussing about an inquiry that's been made about property that we own on between the second street, East Second and East Third. There's 12 lots, and 10 of those the city owns, and we don't have an economic developer, so we need to decide how much we want for those lots, and they'd be sold in bulk, so that someone could potentially build a business. Of course, we'd have say so exactly what kind of business went in there if we sold it, since it belongs to the city. Exit 155 at South Ward. MoDOT will be visiting for landscape and lighting. Haven't seen them yet. Then on Light Up Crosville, the Ameren CV lights, they're 607. We've got 121, 20% to the goal. And Ameren has agreed to donate replacement of a 10 LED for their existing CV lights. And I've requested the Street and Alley Committee to submit a recommendation of locations, but there's only 10. So I appreciate that. And Ameren will be installing a light on Chevy Lane and also on South Ward at Danny Howell's house. All right, that's the mayor's report. Right. Police?
I just want to update the public on what we have going on. I imagine you're aware that we had two escapees from Pemscott County Jail yesterday morning at 1:41 a.m. We observed on camera where the two suspects crossed in front, right in front of the water department, and went over the levee. We've been searching. We have Crosville Police Department, Pemscott County Sheriff's Department, Duncan County Sheriff's Department, the Major County Sheriff's Department, Missouri Highway Patrol, Missouri Conservation, and Kennett Police Department. We're all out right now. We got a helicopter flying right now. We flew last night, but the with the helicopter. We flew with the airplane, with the flare system, heat sensing. Couldn't locate them, but we think we may have pushed them north. We continue to search. There was two white males, one by the name of Joseph Lademandier. He was being held in Pemscott County Jail on kidnapping charges and numerous other charges. He's out of East Prairie, Missouri. He was a transfer from Mississippi County until he was being sentenced to about 15 to 20 years. The other suspect is William Carter, not our prosecutor, but William Carter out of Kent, not prosecutor or judge. William Carter out of Kent. He was being held on two counts of first degree murder, where he killed his girlfriend or ex-wife or her friend. He was a transfer also. He was being held for his trial in Duncan County. Just want everybody to be aware what's going on. Still be alert. You know, someone comes to your door, knocking on your door, saying the car broke down, they need a drink of water, anything like that. Don't let them in your house. You hear your car alarm going off, don't go out and check on it. Contact the Crowsville Police Department, Sheriff's Department, whoever you need contact, but contact us and we'll come there. We'll continue to go up and down the streets, checking the residents, checking the alleys and everything. We want everybody to be safe. Okay. Yes, Jerry.
How did this happen? What steps are you taking to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, it happened in the county jail, which the Crowsville Police Department has no control over that right there. I can tell you now, they climbed through an air duct. They used some kind of a towel, a shirt or something to silence the noise, beat the lock loose, and they pushed the door open, and the alarm went off. As soon as the doors come off, open, the alarm goes off inside the bubble where they watch. They ran out the back, they jumped over the fence, they went through Dr. Curry's yard, and they ran back north on Carlton. So it's the first time anyone's ever escaped from this jail, but the old county jail, there was three that escaped in the time I've been here, and I caught all three of them, so they didn't get very far. But just everybody, just be safe and be aware, and we're going to be out there looking still until we can find them. We also have U.S. Marshals here, too. They're checking girlfriends, relatives, and everything like that to get information. Possibly they call someone. Get a lead and find out where they're at. But one of the guys said he was survivalist, so we're going to be out there steadily trying to pop.
Thank you, sir.
I'd just like to add that our schools will be on complete lockdown until these people are caught, and our staff has been given directions to implement our crisis plan and have extra supervision. All doors, classroom doors, office doors. We're on lockdown every day anyway with our outside doors, but we're working closely with Tom Lynn. We're going to be taking up the precautions.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all coming.
We did have a fire and police committee meeting tonight. The fire department has a report of one fire call within the time frame from October 14th through the 16th. On the 14th, they were called out to 1510 County Road 362. There was some type of a gas leak in a valve, and that was the only call according to the chief. We do want to make a presentation, and I'm going to place it in the form of a motion. The fire department had the opportunity to purchase a 1984 Ford fire ladder truck. It's a 50-foot ladder truck. I think it's being kept. It's owned by the Dexter Fire Department. And we're asking the council for the amount to purchase that truck of $20,000. It's a real good deal for that truck. It's a 50-foot ladder truck. Also, along with that, I'm sure there's some other calls, and according to the chief, There is a, it will be a $600 annual ladder testing fee that will be a part of that. I think the chief has also already budgeted $1,000 for truck maintenance. This information I've been given. And I would like to propose that the city would agree to purchase the truck. And I put that in the form of a motion. If there are any further discussion, this is the time for it.
Is there any other equipment that you're going to have to buy for the ladder truck at this time?
Not that I'm aware of. The air packs that we got coming in will go on the other two pumpers, and what's on that will go on the ladder truck. They're going to leave the large diameter hose on it for us, and that'll save us around $6,000 in hose costs. And we have enough smaller hoses that we can equip the truck with.
I just feel like I would be remiss to not at least say this. And Charlie, you know how much I support you and the fire department and all of our departments. But I do want us to be aware and be cautious of our budget. You all have a copy of it. We put about $200,000 worth of projects on hold out of sales tax because of the decline in the revenue. And there are some budget issues that I'm not going to bring up tonight because I want to meet with the Finance Committee first that we are not adhering to the budget that we adopted. So I want us to be very careful and, you know, make sure we really need this truck before we jump out there and buy it. But I'm not saying that because I want the council to vote no. I'm just saying it because I feel like it's my job to keep reminding us of the situation that we're in with our budget.
Thank you. And with that being said, as a reminder, there is one within 5 miles of us, just in the event that we did need it. And so in the past, I have been 100% for a ladder truck, but with one that close, unless likely to be in favor of it as before. So there is a motion on the floor, and so we need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to purchase the ladder truck for $20,000 from
Dexter.
Meredith.
Abstain.
Grantham.
No.
Rogers.
Yes.
Duckworth.
No.
Bulletin.
I'm so torn with this, but I've got to vote no.
Because of the budget.
Marty.
No.
Renberry.
Yes.
Hood.
Yes.
Four no's.
Three yes.
No, three yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so it does not pass. Anything else from the Police and Fire Committee?
No, that's all.
All right. Next is Street Sanitation Airport Owner and Building Inspector.
The Street Department, besides the normal day-to-day duties, we demolished 3 structures within 8 days in the last 2 weeks. And in the process of demolishing those 3 structures, we also pulled out after we had the trucks filled and went through town picking up debris. We also loaded 4 30-yard roll-off construction dumpsters out there at the limb pile. We had some trees trimmed at 3rd Street and Route Clayton Road due to the trees blocking the heavy truck traffic going to the grain elevator. We had several trees cut down in the curve of Dayock Road. Assisted the water department, sewer department at 16th and Edwards. Assisted with the chili cook-off this weekend. And at the airport, updated the base aircraft information, which is required for us to continue to be eligible for federal funding. We're working on getting the fuel system back up and going out there. I'm going to have to look into the roof and some downspouts. We have some damage there. They have a leak inside the main hangar and a downspout, which I will be looking into this week. And then on the buildings, I've done one electrical inspection, and I have approximately 7 building permits to issue. And I have no purpose.
All right. Code enforcement.
We sent out 10 letters of clean sanitation made up to abate 3 properties. And I have 2 complaints that I'm going to file with the police department to get a citation. They have them abated within the time frame.
Any questions? Thank you. Cemetery. And with us, we have 3 members of the cemetery board here. And the president is Ms. Catherine Parkinson. So, would you please stand for a moment? How long have you been on the cemetery board, Ms. Parkinson?
It was back in the Hunt Rogers days.
Wow.
And I don't know how long I've been
And so the cemetery board has met, and you have their cemetery board minutes before you. And so I'm going to ask the cemetery board minutes to continue with that. And the 3 board members that are here are the 3 board members that were present when these minutes were typed or done. And
were we able to get corrected minutes from the previous meeting that we had asked for? The minutes to be corrected?
I do not have them, no. I started taking minutes this past meeting, and that's what you have.
They voted to leave it like it was. Am I correct?
They voted to leave the previous minutes like they were?
You didn't talk, I mean.
Okay, may I mistake?
They've been waiting on the previous minutes for 2 meetings. That has nothing to do with what we did the other day. But to answer your question, I did not.
From the previous meeting, I think it was determined that they were not complete, and we asked for them to be revised and presented back to the
committee. Yes. I gave those minutes to them.
So they have on the committee then?
Yes.
But not with me.
Oh,
but we
so
had
been corrected.
We had minutes that he gave us at the meeting, yes. I don't know if it corrects it the way you want it corrected, but we do have corrected minutes, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I mean I don't have them in your I don't have
sure,
them in
okay.
your view.
Okay, could we just get them in our next packet then?
I think
Thank
you.
You.
I think it probably summarizes it under old business going forward. You see that?
In the
cemetery board minutes.
Yes, I see the minutes that you gave us from this meeting. I did not see minutes from the previous meeting, but I may just be missing.
Okay.
Are the minutes, did y'all get them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
So we can just get them in our next packet. Thank you.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I guess we'll continue. And these three people are here, cemetery board, and you'll go ahead and explain what transpired, Ms.
Sure, I'll wing it because I don't have my minutes with me either. Thank you.
You want this, then?
Mainly what we're wanting to present to you all today, and I'm a newbie, so I didn't want to do it, but Miss Catherine said she wasn't, so here I am. So don't shoot the messenger.
She can delegate that.
Exactly. That's what we get for making the president. Our biggest concern that we want to touch base on is the records that are kept or not kept on the cemeteries. I understand with PG Manners leaving us January of 2018, there will be some records that we will not readily be able to get our hands on. I understand that it's been brought to y'all before about a program that we can actually get all of our records online so that the city and or anyone else has available to them to use. I understand it's roughly $13,000. I understand where we are on the budget. I get it. Our main concern is we feel not only that it's not just that it's A.J. Smith, but it's anybody. The city should have our own records, in our opinion. So we're asking the council to again consider letting us have the $13,000 to do the program to get us up to speed so that no matter who's in charge, who's doing what position, those records are available. Not only to y'all and to the board, but to people that come into our city and want to know where their family is buried. If we don't get our own records, we're leaving ourselves open to be at someone else's disposal. I just feel as a city, the city needs to be in control. So we are asking as a board for you all to consider. We still want to try to get a grant, but to be honest, we don't have time to get a grant written and approved before January 2018, which is when PG Manners is going to resign, or that's his effective date.
Down.
We would just like to be able to go ahead, use the money, some of the money that is in the cemetery fund. We will still try to get the grant. Any other money, anybody, any donations, anything we can get. And we'll put the money back. Any monies that come in from grants, etc., will be put back in that fund. But we would just like for y'all to consider, like I said, just as a city as a whole, we really need to be in charge of our own records so that when someone comes in, we can help them, we can help ourselves, we know where our loved ones are without having to depend upon one particular funeral home or one particular person to tell us where they are. That's all.
The fund has carried a balance of, how much is this, $67,000?
Roughly $67,000 is in the cemetery board fund. What does come out of that is we pay to have the areas mowed and taken care of. But, I mean, we also obviously get funding in. So it's not like we're depleting the fund. It's not like there's no upkeep once the program, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but once we have it and it's on the computer and everyone knows how to use it, it'll be maintained within
there's
ourselves.
There's a modest maintenance fee, but is it like a couple of hundred?
I was going to say, it's like a couple of $100. So the $13,000 is obviously, I mean, we've got to get all of those records compiled, all of that research has to be done. There is a company that'll do it. It's not one of us doing it. It would be done, what I feel, professionally, and it would be something that we would have for years and years and years. This is something that even our children can go and find what they need to find.
And we're talking about Little Prairie Cemetery, which is the public cemetery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Public
correct.
Cemetery.
Correct.
The only one we're responsible for. Okay.
Yeah, Nick, did you have a question?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's been a little while since this has been brought up to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a refresher on the company, the cost, and if there are any other companies that may do this same thing for different costs as well that we can take back to the Finance Committee?
Absolutely.
And then we can review it, look at it, see what our options are.
Absolutely.
And then bring it back to that, but it has been some time. It's been since January,
right,
at least.
Right. And like I said, it's new to me, so I mean, I definitely don't have all the answers. It's just something that I feel like we need to, we're running out of time. January 18th is coming, ready or not. So yes, I will get that information. Look for some others. I will get it to each of y'all absolutely no later than the next 4 minutes.
Okay. And we'll try to...
We're going to try to have a finance committee before the next council meeting. So if you bring that or come or send it to us, that'd be great.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to add a little something to that. As of when PG resigns, you know, his resignation is effective. Unless we have a problem, we're not going to be able to bury anybody in Little Cemetery because we don't know where to go, where to bury him. We have a program in the office here, but it does not find a grave in the cemetery.
And that is true. Basically,
so unless we
the way we understand it, January 18th, we will be out of business if we don't do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to, you know.
Unless y'all could persuade H.S. Smith to turn over the records.
Why would they not want to turn over the records to the public cemetery?
I can't answer that.
Go ask them.
Have they said they won't turn over the records?
Yeah.
Has anybody asked them?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Well,
I have not.
Let's not speculate on something.
Exactly. And it would strictly be speculation. And I don't mind if that's what we need to do. I don't care to. I mean, I have no issues with PG, H.S. Smith, none of them. I don't mind doing that. I guess mainly I'm looking for, or as a board, we're looking for guidance. If there are other options, I'm fine with that. I just know that, again, we're running out of time. We have to do something. We have to cover our own rear ends, one way or another. But, again, I don't mind doing that. If y'all want to get with me later, I don't mind.
This program is a survey program in the cemetery, which would meshed with our cemetery program, because, you know, Tequila can put in somebody's name, and we can tell you, she can tell you, who's all buried by whom and all that stuff. So our hardest part is finding going out there and saying, hey, that's where it is. That's the hardest thing. But
motion to table until we have further time.
Thank you.
Second.
Meredith?
Yes.
Rathman?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Thank you, Cemetery Board.
Thank you.
Parks and
Recreation?
We're taking are starting our aquatics aerobics this month, starting the 30th. So Monday and Thursdays, 7 to 8. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. taught by me. $2 extra for a day admission and $15 more if you have a monthly. So that's $1 per time. And that's about all we got on the Parks and Recreation. Waiting on the bids, waiting on the roof.
Any questions?
The heater's fixed.
Yes, the heater on the pool is good.
Kickball was signed up for?
Yes.
How many you got?
I believe I have 20 to 25.
Okay.
All right,
thank you. Budget?
No, I'm going to ask Kayla to post a finance committee meeting previous to the next council meeting so we can look at some.
Okay. Library?
Well, folks, I try to always bring you good news, and the good news is the air conditioning's working great. Unfortunately, when they were repairing the air conditioning, they happened to glance at the heat exchanger, and it has rust holes in it that when the heat is turned on, it will cause carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh.
It's just in one of the units. They said the good news is they checked the unit at the back of the building, and it's good. So Nick has the figures on it, and I sure hate it, but it's something that it's just going to have to be repaired one way or the other. But back on the good news side, I finally wore the state library down and we got the iPad grant. Daycares in town, and we'll be doing some early literacy things with the littlest kids. And then next Tuesday night is our annual Halloween story time. Bring the kids out. We're going to have goodie bags, and Ursula from The Little Mermaid is going to read a scary story, and it should be a good time for everybody. So that's next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
Nick, how much is the
estimate? Trying to pull it up, bring it up. No. Remember what it was? It was 6%. I got the exact amount. I'm trying to find the exact amount. But it does need to be done. It does the children's area and the historical room. So it does need to be done. And
y'all don't think that library gets you, just go hang out out there, because I've been out there the last couple of weeks. We've been working on the snow village, and I don't know how she does it. She's got the patience to show that there's kids all over the place.
6,000.
But they're using the library.
There's a big difference. I don't know the exact number. We just discussed it and forgot that she didn't bring it. All right, move on to water and sewer, and I have a background.
Well, regardless,
I'm not so prepared to manage that.
Okay. What I can do is, if I know exactly what's what, then I can call some qualified contractors, and they can give us a good bid, since it's already cold and we need to start running these.
So, hold on. Before I say that, are you wanting to take bids on the new heater?
Don't give us a number.
Exactly. So we need to make a motion to advertise for bids for a new.
We don't really have time to advertise. It's getting cold, and so we need to run the heater. So all we'd have to do is give you some people that you'd like to contact. As long as you have anything, they're fine. Just like
we have a bid right now.
But I don't know what it is. So don't tell me.
I know that. So you don't want to take the bid that we have now?
No. I mean, if you want to spend more time, that's fine. But yeah.
The emergency procurement does say that you should try to get as many competitive bids as possible, even within an emergency procurement.
So how about we try to get a few, and then once you get a few, we'll submit the bid we have on file as well.
Okay.
It's from Hill Electric.
Okay. That's fine. He has one, so I'd have to have at least one more secretary.
Yeah, you should get as many as you can.
Yeah, there's a few.
There's a few.
I just take all the local, all local heating and cooling and get someone to give an
estimate. Okay. Water sewer.
Skater equipment's in. Got a meeting next week to set up from the drawing side. And that just been available to state. Turns out it was a big rain last week. I'm sure you guys have that. And that's just all good.
Okay. New business? No new business. Next is call for business from the floor. And first person up is Tom Tidwell. Has his hand up.
Hello, everybody. And say glad of your remarkable tracing faces. After 32 years of marriage, I think I can take credit for part of that. Anyway, I'm not a public speaker, never have been, but this is something that I felt like I've got to present to the city of Crothersville and to our administration. And the first thing I want to do is I want to actually read the oath of office that our present elected officials take with the city of Crothersville for them as the certified. And it basically says every officer, whether elected or appointed, shall, upon receiving his or her certificate of election and before entering upon the performance of the duties, take and subscribe an oath or affirmation before some court of record in the county or the city clerk that he or she possesses all the qualifications prescribed in his or her office by law, that he or she will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state, the provisions of all laws of this state affecting cities of the third class which we fit, and the ordinances of this city, and will faithfully demean himself or herself while in office. Okay, I've been in Crothersville for 32 years. I've been through two mayoral administrations. I have never in my lifetime seen as much dissension and turmoil within just the people in this town itself, and also within the city administration, including in departments and everything else. And now, in light of the city facing and allegations brought in a lawsuit in the city, that I feel like, according to the oath of office right here, by that being set upon us and the shoulders of the city to burden this lawsuit, that he has not performed his oath of office, and I'm asking tonight personally for either a resignation or at least an administrative leave of absence until these court proceedings can run their course, because I don't feel like that we can get full attention that the city needs while trying to defend and stand behind with this court case. And that's all I'm here for and all I'm asking. And I'm not gonna lie, they have a petition for me all going, and anybody's welcome to sign it, whatever. If I don't get a resignation, I'm still going to call for that, and I will pursue it to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Before there's any other comment, they want to advise that there is pending litigation regarding the allegations that have been made regarding the mayor's conduct or alleged conduct, and as such, the city itself will not comment upon any of the allegations contained in the petition at this time. And I don't think the city should do that at this time. So we're being defended in the case by Spradling law firm. Providing a defense of the city.
Any other business from the floor?
Is this discussion over?
With respect to litigation, I'd rather not have a discussion with respect to litigation.
No, all I want to know, Lawrence, is if you could explain to the people in the audience if we can or can't ask for or put the mayor on administrative leave, and what the options are to the council should we have to take any kind of action.
Okay.
So they understand.
Right, and the council has already been advised by legal counsel that has received independent legal counsel with respect to these matters and with respect to the investigation regarding the allegations. But there is no statutory provision for an administrative leave status. Any administrative leave would have to be something that would be consensual, so there'd have to be a voluntary leave of absence if that were to be in effect. There's nothing in the statutes that authorizes a leave of absence to be imposed upon an elected official. That leaves only two other routes with respect to any action that could be taken if the allegations were in fact true. And those actions are a recall election, as Mr. Tidwell has indicated, and impeachment by the city council. It takes 2/3 of the city council to impose impeachment. So those are the only two actions that are set forth in the statutory framework for this. The petition is initiated through the voters, and of course, the impeachment is something that's taken into form by the council.
Yeah,
I have a question.
I have
one more question. In the proceedings with the court case, I understand that those are allegations and we cannot discuss them. I don't expect those to be discussed. But in the possibility, there are two possibilities with the court case. he's going to go to a jury trial, which I understand the venue is going to be in Duncan County, not here, or a settlement out of court. Now, if either way, if we lost the suit in a jury trial, or if it's settled, and we have to pay an undetermined amount of money to settle this case out of court, will that also have to include the resignation of the mayor along with that in either case, if we lose in court or settle?
Well, I don't think it's prudent to speculate as to what would happen in the future with respect to that. I think that that's something beyond what we could comment on tonight.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Do you think at this time, with the allegations that are there and the suit with the city, that you should step down until this is cleared up?
On the advice of counsel, I'm the referred to my city councilor.
Well, I'm representing the city in this matter. I don't represent the mayor individually. So I want to make that clear that I'm representing the city as a resident. I think Mayor has his own legal counsel.
I believe, with Mr. Partey, I believe at this time you probably need to consider doing that with everything that's gone on, not only with litigation, with the turmoil we've had with the employees and the citizens and everything else. I think it might be in the best interest of the citizens and the employees and the council.
As I said, on advice of the council, I'm going to make a comment. Okay, for consideration. Yes, sir.
In response to what question he asked about settlement, if there is a settlement, and Lawrence, I guess this would be directed to you, if there is a settlement, would it have to be approved by this council, or would the insurance company take care of that?
I really don't feel comfortable discussing litigation in any form in a public setting, whether it's settlement or whether it's the merits of the case or anything. I've always held litigation in closed session matters until there is either a settlement or a resolution of the matter.
I was really just asking.
I know the process. I know you're talking about the process rather than what's actually happening. But
one more thing, now I'll shut up. This is directed to the mayor. From everything I stand with the lawsuit, the city itself is being sued, which I would assume includes 8 council members and the mayor. That is our city representative, correct?
Well, the city as a body, the city as an entity is the one who is named in the lawsuit.
And we have insurance to cover those kind of lawsuits and attorneys that do this. Then why, and I'm directing this to the mayor, and I know what kind of answer I'm going to get, he's going to refer to his. Why do you have an independent counsel when you're not directly named in this lawsuit? Any other questions? I'm not going to comment.
I got something. It's going to be short and sweet. I think when it boils down to it in life, we have to go to sleep at night, and we have to live with ourselves. And we try to put the best foot forward. And I would just ask that when you go home tonight and lay down in bed, you think about what's going to be the best thing for the city of Brothersville. Think about it long and hard. And wake up tomorrow and we'll see how it goes.
I would like to just add that you consider, if not stepping down, to take a voluntary leave of absence until this is settled, so we all don't have this cloud hanging over us as we're trying to move forward from the city. That's my comment about it.
All right, any other questions from the floor? All right. Next on the agenda is introduction of bills. We don't have any bills. And then under resolutions and motions, a motion for a closed session. And if so state what this is.
Is there a motion for closed session?
Motion for closed session for litigation.
Second.
Meredith.
Yeah.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Rogers.
Yes.
We may come back in the open.
Yes, good come.
Goodberry.
Yes.
Okay, everyone, they're gonna go into closed session, but they may come back in the open.
Or do it.
Would y'all like to know what they're doing?
Yeah.
It is a mystery. I've talked to them Friday, and they went and watched our Tigers win the football game. He's from New York.
Yep.
He's from California.
Yay!
So I'll let them talk to y'all and tell you a little bit about what they're doing.
Thank you, Tony.
So my name is Jonah. This is Ryan. I am a photographer, filmmaker from Brooklyn, New York. I don't mean to speak only to them. I'll turn in circles. So we're working on a project that is an Americana project, basically, in which we're following the Missouri Compromise line. And so the epicenter of that would be the Penobscot County. So we are here doing chapter one of that project. We've heard all about city council, drama. So we're here to find out for ourselves what's going on. And that's why we're here, more or less. But through traveling this Missouri Compromise line, we hope to get a feeling for what things are like in the Boot Hill, but not only the Boot Hill, but to America in general. And so that's why we're here.
My grandmother was born in northern Missouri, and I feel that the coasts have a misrepresentation of middle America in a lot of ways. Yeah. So this is our way of getting down into it, meeting as many people as we possibly can, following every contact that would introduce us to someone else, which introduces us to someone else. And we have no agenda. We are just coming in and exploring what a small town feels like. The good, the bad, and everything. So we've been following some of the but we want to understand more than nuance. We don't want to, you know, sit in our desks in New York and just make a bunch of phone calls. We want to come in here and talk to people. So this is what we're doing.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
We've been here. We were here 2 months ago for a week, and then we're back here right now. We're here until Thursday. If anyone has any questions, we'll let us know. And we will almost surely be back at some point again soon. So thank you.
Awesome.
We are back in open session. And we've already had business from before. So I will open up to the council. And then after that, we'll run open. We can adjourn.
Well, before we adjourn, I want to make a motion that the city will find outside legal counsel to pursue and move forward with an impeachment hearing for Mayor Mike McGraw.
Second.
Merrily?
Yes.
Grantham?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Bulletin?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Redberry?
Yes.
Hitt?
Yes.
Okay. A motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Ah.